ग्रन्थिमिदण्डस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी भस्यते सतारिणे वंशकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
My heart is dancing with enthusiasm upon hearing all of your wonderful words of enthusiasm. Upon hearing the realizations and experiences of all of you, what predominantly came to my mind is the very heart of what empowers a devotee to do great things on behalf of Guru and Krishna. That is dedication. Bhakti is a path of dedication. There's no true meaning of the concept of devotion or love without very sincere dedication, commitment. We often cite Srila Prabhupada's analogy of a mother and a child. A good mother unconditionally loves her child. But in the background of that love is an untiring commitment to the safety and the well-being of the child. Sam siddhir hari toshanam. The path of devotion is to please Krishna. Krishna is pleased by our sincerity. He's pleased by the commitment, the dedication that we have in our life to sincerely give pleasure to Guru, to Vaishnav, to Krishna. When a devotee dedicates himself, that dedication gives a special connection to a power that is much higher than his own. It's the power of Krishna's grace coming through Guru Parampara. Dedication is plugging in to that current of grace and being empowered by it. We just heard how devotees from Sadpuj Prabhu, they want to be puppets. And the puppeteer is ultimately Krishna. And the strings of the puppeteer we can analyze by contemplating Srila Prabhupada's poem where he was praying to be a puppet. Make me dance, as you like, Krishna, make me dance. Through the poem, we can understand what were those strings that Prabhupada was giving this analogy. What were the strings that was attracting that empowerment to truly be a puppet? His dedication. He left Vrindavan because over 40 years before, he got the instruction in 1922, he left Vrindavan in 1965. 43 years before, he got this instruction from his Guru Maharaj to bring the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the whole world in the English language. He dedicated himself to that instruction even then. He was married. He had a very young child. He was just beginning to develop his career. He had great responsibilities, but he was dedicated. That dedication came by helping his Guru Maharaj and his god brothers to start that math in Allahabad. Later by helping to start the first Gaudiya Math temple here in Mumbai. He began his Back to Godhead magazine. Wherever he was preaching, he was trying to help. Srila Prabhupada, his main preaching really as a grihastha, back at the time of around in the 1940s, was when he established Back to Godhead. That was so much the spirit of his Guru Maharaj to publish literatures. It was such a strong mission of his Guru Maharaj because that was so much the mission of Bhaktivinod Thakur. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur developed many presses. The publication began with his father, Bhaktivinod Thakur, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati helped his father, took responsibility, and after his father departed from this world, he expanded and expanded and expanded it. And as he got more and more followers, they all dedicated themselves to expanding it even more. Srila Prabhupada's dedication was so deep. He would say, my Guru Maharaj told me at Radhakund, if you get money, publish and distribute books. He dedicated himself, sitting in Vrindavan with no help at all. The first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam with its purports, 3 volumes. As far as we know, every single letter of that Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada personally typed with his own fingers. He didn't have electric facilities. It was a manual typewriter. He had to go out and beg Sometimes it took weeks and months of begging just to get the government to give permission for him to get paper. So many difficulties. Why? Because he was dedicated. When we're dedicated to something, it's not even a question whether it's easy, whether it's hard, whether it's popular, whether it's unpopular. It just must be done. That's dedication. When he was going to go to the West, didn't come easy. And actually, Krishna wanted to show the world. Before Prabhupada even had any followers, he wanted to show the world what a true Vaishnava is, what real dedication is. He had to beg for paper. He had to beg people to buy his little magazines back to Godhead. He came to Bombay to beg Sumati Maharaji to give him a fare on a cargo ship. He called himself an insignificant beggar in this beautiful prayer, Markine Bhagavad Dharma. Such dedication. He writes in his prayer that I do not have the words to speak to these people. Krishna, only if you speak through me will they understand this message. That was the mood Srila Prabhupada wrote, dictated every word of his books as a dedicated puppet. Krishna, unless you give me the words, no one will understand this message. It's completely dependent on Krishna. That type of dedication is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us. Dedication is very much inseparable from surrender. Surrender is not just a word, it's not just a feeling. It's a state of consciousness. I'm dedicated to serve my guru. I'm dedicated to serve the Vaishnavas. I'm dedicated to serve the mission of Krishna Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That dedication attracts Krishna's mercy. And there was nothing that pleased Srila Prabhupada more than seeing a devotee who was truly dedicated. Dedicated to our sadhana, dedicated to following the proper character, the proper disciplines of our ashram, and dedicated to pleasing our guru by actually assisting in that mission. As soon as we think I am the doer, this is my mission. As soon as we want fame and glory, we're disconnected from the flow of true grace. The flow of true grace comes when we really recognize that it's a higher power that I'm completely dependent on to really be a vessel of spiritual truth. And we're dedicated to that truth. We get dedicated to be a servant of the servant of the servant. Hearing how so many exalted devotees are coming out and going in buses, going to places where outside of this room in this little festival, nobody will ever hear about what you've done. probably. But Krishna knows. And the devotees who are with you. Devotees who we serve with, they don't love us because of our results. They love us because of our qualities. They love us when they see how we're willing to work together, or let us say, serve together. They love us when they see there's a selflessness, an actual renunciation, where we're all trying to renounce our personal status for the collective service of our Guru. For Srila Prabhupada and for Krishna. When we see that dedication, that spirit, it not only unites us, but it attracts profound affection, spiritual affection between the devotees. That affection gives sustainable empowerment. It's quite incredible. Going to these faraway places, they're not so far away. But driving from Maharashtra to Madhya Pradesh is probably as much hardship as flying around the world 12 times. So everything has its hardship. But in dedication, whether it's difficult or easy is not really a question. Does it please Krishna? Does it result in creating a unity among devotees where we're all enthusiastic to be the best we can be and do the best we can do for Krishna? Last night, I was at the annual drama festival. And after the second drama, I was backstage. Wasn't really backstage, it was on stage. They even left the curtains open. But everyone left because Prasad was outside. Except the players in the drama. Dwarkadish Prabhu, Vishaka, Priya Devi, who were kind of the producers, directors, script writers for that drama. They were in such emotion, with such feeling. They were talking about how wonderful these dramas are. How for several months, the devotees, the only time they could practice is at night, because they all work, sometimes till 11 o'clock at night. Sometimes they don't start till that time. And they're so enthusiastic, and there's some people cooking, and some people making props. And it just brings them together. It's the highlight of a year in the sense that devotees are performing sacrifices, doing tapasya together, dedicated to a higher cause than themselves. And the more each member of the drama is inspired to do well, the more everyone is happy. It's not about me, it's about us. And how it brings us together and puts us in that spirit of really being a collective sangam
of seva.
And how that spirit of sacrifice, of serving together, energizes them for the whole year. How much this book distribution, especially during the December marathon, gives us that opportunity together to perform a particular service that Srila Prabhupada put the most emphasis upon. Because we recognize when devotees were sleeping, Prabhupada was translating and writing purports. When devotees were awake, Prabhupada was translating and writing purports. In fact, Srila Prabhupada told his senior devotees for several years that I want you to take charge of this whole movement and travel and preach and make sure everything is going well and the devotees are happy and inspired and empowered. And I just want to settle in one place and write these books. That was how important these books were to him. While he was traveling and preaching all over the world, 12 times circling the world in his very elder age, still, every single day without fail, he spent hours and hours translating and writing purports to his books. And it was his hope that his senior leaders could take those responsibilities of traveling and doing the organization, the management, the inspiration, so that he could be writing more of these books. I've spoken to Prajumana many times. Srila Prabhupada had so many books he wanted to translate for us. Whole list. But somehow or other, at that time, the leaders were not so experienced. How many of you have been devotees for 10 years or more? Please raise your hands. Well, the senior-most leaders were hardly devotees for 5 or 6 years when Prabhupada was saying this. But just that he said it, we get a glimpse into how important his books were. And his books, whatever he wrote, whatever he translated and wrote purports to, he wanted it read by the people of the world, especially by the devotees, and to be distributed throughout the world. Devotees were so dedicated in Prabhupada's time that the Bhagavad Gita as it is was the largest selling Bhagavad Gita in the history of the world. Even Gita Press did not distribute so many Bhagavad Gitas as Srila Prabhupada's. And theirs is this big and Prabhupada's was this big. It's such the realization of all the great acharyas of Mahaprabhu's parampara. What I'm hearing today is devotees are so much appreciating each other's efforts. The small efforts, the large efforts, the efforts of the ladies who are cooking dry prasad to give to the buses. Because they're so inspired. These sadhus, these brahmacharis are going out to distribute these books. How can I help? They're so excited to help in whatever way they can help. To be inspired by them. To be inspired by each other. Dedicated individually and collectively to this higher mission. That dedication to the right cause for the right purpose is what sustains our sadhana, it sustains our service, it sustains our faith, and it sustains the unity of our community as brahmacharis. So many reasons to be discouraged. And leaders have to really address these issues and try to make the best we can. But even if leaders do everything the best they can, still, material energy, the mind, will get discouraged. Anywhere outside of Vaikuntha, anywhere within this material existence, materialistic people, they're discouraged if they're in poverty. They're discouraged if they're billionaires. Everyone gets discouraged. Because that's the nature of material energy, to beat us down. Material energy is there to beat us down, to attract us, to tempt us, to lift us up. Because when they lift us up, then when they beat us down, it hurts even more. Bring you to the top, I have it, and bring you down, and with Maya's just crushes you into the ground. That's how material energy works. But if we have dedication to a higher purpose, if we have dedication to the unity among us, because that's what pleases Krishna. Krishna would rather see 100 devotees completely inspired to serve together to distribute 1,000 books than one person to distribute 1,001 books. Krishna wants our hearts. I thank you. You have shown great dedication over the years and in assisting Srila Prabhupada as a puppet of our Guru Parampara on the strings of our dedication to their will. You have all been dancing in so many places with Srila Prabhupada's books in your hands. It brings me so much joy. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Have you read the scores yet?
Maharaj, we're just finalizing the scores actually. The books are returning.
Oh, you don't know yet.
Approximately 1 lakh, close to 1 lakh. So in a few days' time, we will declare the final scores.
Declare. A few days, you may declare. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, for your deep talk. We're hoping and praying that this message just enters deep into our hearts and we are able to rededicate ourselves to Prabhupada's mission. So now, at this point, we would like to begin the gift-giving ceremony. So first, I would request His Grace Sri Chaitanya Prabhu to kindly come forward and kindly present the gift to Maharaj. First gift for Maharaj.
Sri Chaitanya Prabhu has been one of the Mula book distributors, foundation. He's like a Murti of dedication.
Now I would request Baldev Prabhu to kindly read out the...
This is for me or this is for me to give?
For you, Maharaj.
It's beautiful. Can someone bring it to me?
Do I have to wear this? Can Braj Chandra Prabhu do on my behalf? Wonderful, thank you.
Request Baldev Prabhu to kindly announce the names of the devotees, and the devotees can come and collect their gifts from Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Sadhguru Prabhu. So now we'll begin. Devotees can come first as I read their names. We'd like to invite first. Is Mathura Mohan Prabhu here? Yeah. Hare Bol. Mathura Mohan Prabhu spent 25 days on marathon in Maharashtra. Thank you, Prabhu. Then we have Narsim Leela Prabhu. Narsim Leela Prabhu, along with devotees from Talwan base, distributed 7,000 Bhagavad Gitas. We have our Manohar Prabhu. Manohar Prabhu, every single day he went out to distribute books, no matter 4 or 5 small books, no problem, but he every day went out. Sankirtan Prabhu, Nandulal Prabhu, Deen Gopal Prabhu, Nandulal Prabhu, Deen Gopal Prabhu, Haridas Thakur Prabhu, Radhika Vallabh Prabhu, Deen Gaurang Prabhu, Avatar Leela Prabhu, Jai Sachinandan Prabhu, Radha Dyuti Prabhu, Pradyumna Mishra Prabhu, Srinimai Prabhu, Surya Krishna Prabhu, Karuna Sindhu Prabhu, Raj Gopal Prabhu, Chaitanya Leela Prabhu, Gaurang Prabhu, from the bus parties, Gaur Nam Prabhu, Hari Govind Prabhu, Madhav Prem Prabhu, Mohan Roop Prabhu, Dr. Mukund Mala Prabhu, Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu, Pranath Krishna Prabhu, Simhachalam Prabhu, Sridhar Nimai Prabhu, Subal Pran Prabhu, Shiva Prabhu, Baldev Pandey Prabhu, Akhila Bandhu Prabhu, Brajesh Krishna Prabhu, Rakesh Prabhu and Bhakta Nitin from VTA, from IYS, if he's there. Nitai Chaturbhu, come here. Stand here. Chal, theek hai, jao. Ready?